Yo, yo, what is up, everybody? I'm Big Pat, cousin JoJo, back for another episode of Safety Meeting. Hey, Joe, let me ask you a question.
What's up?
At the end of World War II, did the Nazis continue to take over the world? Or was it really squashed, like the history books say?
I think we need to get safe and find out.
Hell yeah, let's do it.
That's a real shit, though. I really do believe that the Nazis did conquer the world.
So, as we get into this, guys, once again, this is strictly hypothetically. This is us talking out aloud. This is us.
Oh yeah, this is my own theory.
So, therefore, please don't take anything out of context, because this is what we do here at Safety Meeting. We take a subject, we think about it, we smoke on it, and we talk about it. So give me an example, Joe. What would you say would be an example of global conquest?
Well, before we go there, I want to take you back, right? Go back down into the 1930s. Late 1930s during World War II, you got the Nazis going around collecting up Jews, putting them in concentration camps, you know, working them to death, killing them in the gas chamber, doing science experiments on them, you know, all the good shit. But meanwhile, they were also kidnapping young Jewish children, boys, more, you know, in most cases. And it wasn't to do science experiments or make them sex slaves or make them like working slaves. It was 100% to get these young children to go around and scout out for and find other Jewish families. Now, if anybody has noticed that Pat's been frozen for the last 30 seconds, it's only because we're experiencing some Decepticons tonight, but it's okay, 'cause I got this. So,
yeah.
So they go around, and there was this one boy that the Nazis really, really gathered to, this one Nazi, but you know, one Jewish boy. So they taught him all his ways, all their ways, taught him all their secrets. And when the world ended, the war ended, and they were all starting to flee, they gave him a bunch of gold, a bunch of gold, a bunch of silver, a bunch of, you know, gave him money so that he can be powerful. This
almost
boy,
like, taught him the ways of being a Nazi, right?
Exactly.
Roughly.
Pretty much. They're going to pay you to still be a Nazi. This boy is none other than George fucking Soros.
Who?
George motherfucking Soros.
Who's George Soros, Joe?
George Soros is a Hungarian Jew who admittedly worked with the Nazis doing the exact thing I just said. And is now one of the world's richest people and biggest philanthropists across the world. And a big thing with him, he spends a lot of his money in Argentina. Now, why would spending a lot of your money in Argentina be important with this fact? When the Nazis fled, they fled to Argentina to create their own Fourth Reich. To this day, if you go to Argentina, there is plenty of colonies that are 100% German.
Now, I don't want to cut you off. Not saying that what you're not saying is plausible. But I've also heard that after World War II, a lot of the Nazis fled to South Africa as well.
Oh, yeah, they probably did. Because you're gonna need multiple bases. This is about world domination.
Because I remember reading an article about in South Africa, over in and around Nigeria. Now, the funny part is why is Nigeria always one of those countries that's talked about when it comes to South Africa?
Rich in minerals.
Maybe this just has something to do with it.
Nigeria.
But there's a lot of rich
minerals.
White people that live in Nigeria.
All of South Africa.
And they just happen to speak German. But anyways.
Bringing in the tie of South Africa, Guess who else is from South Africa? From a white, and he comes from a white family. Who I've said on this show plenty of times might be out to do good, but also might be out to do terrible, like Pat Staking. Elon motherfucking Elon? Musk. So, back to my original theory, though. So you got the Nazis. They taught this little boy all their ways. He grows up, becomes the world's richest philanthropist, all like this. Who his main contributor to a lot of his organizations is none other than the Rothschild family. So he has that connection. So what if the Nazis, the ones that were able to escape and hide, were only able to escape and hide because they're under the cover as a modern day Jewish man or woman? Because if you were going to look for a Nazi, the last person you would expect to be a Nazi is a Jew.
Right. But, okay.
So now you take it into the fact of what is, if you're going to break it down, the world's most powerful religious or racial group, the white Jew. They run Hollywood, they run politics, they run big pharma, they run everything.
Central banking system.
Everything. Maybe Rothschild's only a Jew because he got converted by his homeboy George Soros. And really, they're just Nazis. So he's really not a Jew at all.
So are you trying to say, I'm just making sure I'm staying with you and everybody at home is staying with you, that perhaps Nazi soldiers did perish in the war. However, the movement and the ideal carried on.
Yeah, fascism, socialism, like you look at the way the world is run today and it is nothing more than what Hitler's dream really was. We're at the end of the day, we're moving towards a one world government. Everyone in the world is moving towards socialism. And when there's socialism, there's communism. And when there's communism, there's a dictator. Right?
And when you have a dictator, you have fascism.
Exactly. And when you have that, you have the Fourth Reich.
So some of the ideals of fascism, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't that introduced by
Mussolini? Hitler got a major part of his vision from Mussolini and then backstabbed Mussolini after World War I.
Okay. But what about Joseph Stalin?
Joseph Stalin played a big role, but not in the way you think. Joseph Stalin was really the motherfucker that Hitler wanted to get rid of, right? And the only reason why he even tried to team up with Stalin was because Hitler's main thing was world domination. And he knew for him to get world domination, he had to get a partnership with England. And he had to get rid of the Serbians or the what we call Russians nowadays. So he had to take out Joseph Stalin. Stalin never trusted Adolf Hitler, and Adolf Hitler never trusted Stalin. That's why in the war we fought with Russia. Russia fought with America.
Right, they're the alliance. Because you know what I mean? just for our history buffs, the United States did not defeat Nazi Germany alone. They had the help of Britain, France.
America was the help.
Right.
Legitimately, it wasn't even a war. They went to war with England.
Sometimes it makes you wonder, you know, what is it about England that's so special? It's like it's a sought-after area for everybody in Europe. You know, a lot of people from America goes to Europe, and everybody's destination is they want to go to England. They want to see Big Ben.
I think it has a lot to do with when it comes to white culture, because of the medieval times, you lost a lot of the history from the predating white culture, right? That's why it's called the Dark Times, is because you lost everything. You had to, it was a, literally a restart, right? So England was your guys' biggest kingdom back then, other than Russia. But who the fuck wants to live in Russia? They were all afraid of the Russians. They called them the Northmen. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were all afraid of Russia.
Okay. So George Soros heads to Argentina. He lives out his life. He's a philanthropist.
I don't think he lives in Argentina. I just said he spends a lot of his money in Argentina.
Right. So at the end, post-World War II, the Nazi movement could have been spread out worldwide. Here's some things that we do know. Under the orders of President Truman, they bring in some of those Nazi scientists, Nazi professors, some of the engineers and rocket scientists during that time. And they asked these guys, it's either you can come with us and work with us or you can die. And they chose to come work for us. So it makes you wonder, maybe those soldiers, or excuse me, not the soldiers, I apologize, the professors, the doctors, the physicists, the engineers, what if all these guys went to America because they didn't want to die, but their whole purpose was to go there anyways and infiltrate from the inside out? Be a mole, so to speak.
That's what I 100% believe happened. Because you got to think about it. Like, where they were at the war, your original plan of just straight out dominating everybody with brute force wasn't going to work. Right? You still want to conquer the world. So the best way to do it is to use the things that you wrote, and he literally wrote about in Mein Kampf. I might be mispronouncing that because I'm not fucking German, but
I know what you're talking about.
Like, at that point, you got to start using brainwashing techniques, propaganda. Like, you got to start fucking with people's heads. You got to get in on the little shit and use psychological warfare. And that's exactly what they did. Like, you know, he did a funny thing during the war to get a lot of people on his side. What he would do is he made up his own radio station, right? And made these little radios just for this station and would give them out to free for people. So every time that there was a speech or, you know, a warning that had to be had, it would go right to that. Everyone would hear it. What do we do nowadays, guys? If we have a massive warning and we want everyone to know about it, we need everyone to listen to it right now, what does it go to? A little affordable device that everyone can have, and small, it's compact, you can carry it everywhere with you. You're always going to have it, so you can always listen.
Not only that, I mean, they're tracking you, your every movement.
I mean, of course.
That's a whole different topic for another time.
So, have you ever heard of the Philadelphia experiment?
A little bit. Not enough to speak fluently, but if you got something for it.
So essentially what the Philadelphia experiment was the Nazis and their scientists tried to create a time machine, or a flying machine, as they would call it, a flying saucer, whatever. They were obsessed with it. It literally looked like a giant bell. Right? This can't be proved 100%, but according to Nazi documents, they did, in essence, actually get this thing to work. They call it a Dieglocki. So you get the Dieglocki to work, and what this does is it helps you break down the factions of time and be able to time travel. So what if one of the things that they were able to do and figure out in Antarctica was time travel by opening a portal with the Daiglaki or whatever, and they were able to go to the future and see what we are going through now and know if we play the long game, we will win. Because really, it wasn't always about just Hitler taking over the world. It was about his movement taking over the world. Like, from the narcissist psychopath that he was, he got his. Like, his name is going to, it died in infamy. That name is never going to be forgotten. Ever.
That's true.
So if he was just out for the power and the notoriety, he got it. But I don't think he was. I think he was out there to make his mission accomplished. And I don't think that he was ever actually out to just kill off all the Jews. I really think that by him doing that, he thought he was killing off all the Serbians. Because that, honestly, in my own opinion, that's who he really did not like. That was his true archenemy. He just used the Nazis because he could. I mean, the Jewish people because he could. I kind of feel like he used them so that way he could cover up themselves within them, as always having that fallback plan. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, okay. We've had this type of conversation before. We've talked about, I always ask you if you watch any of the Marvel movies, right? Captain America, all that. And the typical answer is no, you don't watch that stuff.
I've watched the Captain America one with the Nazi dude.
Okay, so the whole concept they have with Hydra, right? It's exactly Nazism. It's the same concept. They talk in the same manner. Their achievements, they're looking for is global domination by any and all means. And their slogan with Hydra was, if you cut off one of their heads, there's two more that'll get you. Something like that. Yeah, that was it. And the Red Skull, the main bad guy, happened to play somebody who was, you know, they it's like throughout the whole movie they wanted to call him Fuhrer. And what happened in the movies is the point that I'm getting to is in the movies the Fuhrer was cast away. He was sent to like the Phantom Zone or the Negative Zone, right? A realm that was outside of planet Earth. Right? The Negative Zone. In the movie's Endgame or Infinity Wars, when they go to get the Soul Stone, they end up going to the Negative Zone. And the Red Skull actually helps them lead to the. So, okay, stay with me. It's because we're stoned. So they're portraying Nazism. They're talking about this is what happened to our Fuhrer. He was cast away to the Negative Zone, where in the Negative Zone, time doesn't match the same time as it is here. So he could be there, right, for what feels like in his their time, 1 year, but on Earth time, it's 30 years.
Pause. What if the Negative Zone is really the center of the Earth? Because when Bird said that he went to the center of the Earth, just like you just said, it felt like he was there for weeks and months on end, but he was really only there for 3 days. So their time goes by so much faster compared to ours.
I kind of feel like that almost ties into some, it kind of leads back to the Book of Enoch with the portals.
I am looking down into the shallows and seeing it. Yeah. It all seems to link back in together.
The Marvel movies tell you all about it. Right. And it even carried over into a TV show. There was a TV show it was called Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And man, so we all know that the evil and the corrupt, in order to fully fulfill what they need to do, they come out and tell you the truth bluntly and blatantly to your face, right? Now the Nazis are using symbolism by calling them Hydra. They're being portrayed as a negative force in a series of comic book movies.
Just a couple years ago on the History Channel, they made a TV show called Hunting Hitler. Hunting Hitler.
Did you say humping?
No, hunting. My bad. Hunting Hitler. And Humping Hitler. The whole basis of this show was released CIA documents that the CIA, since the end of World War II, has been actively looking for Hitler because they knew he didn't die. Because, you know, the infamous skull that they found of Hitler from when he shot himself and everything like that. Did you know that that was tested DNA-wise and found about to be a woman? So unless Hitler was really a woman, that wasn't his body.
You know, Hitler, it was quoted, Hitler said, on my deathbed,
my boy Blue,
we'll be the brink of World War III, or will be the beginning of World War III on his deathbed.
And if you want to do the math, if Hitler was alive today, he would be like 130 years old, which even by the Bible standards tells you after the Great Flood, you can no longer live that long. 130 years is the maximum.
If you lived in a negative zone and had access to it where time slows down, you could look 70 and really be 140.
Yeah, but we're on the precipice of World War III right now, so I would have to think that he died, and that's why they released those documents. They knew he was dead. Because just like 2 years after the show came out, because I want to say the show came out like 4 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. So like 2 years after the show comes out, they ended up talking about how they ended up finding a body that was DNA tested and matched Hitler from Argentina. One of the second to last SS boat to surrendered off the coast of South America. Right off the coast of Argentina. And the second and the very last one surrendered off the coast of Massachusetts. What the fuck they were doing way up in Massachusetts, who knows? But isn't it funny that the very last one was found right next to home? Looks like Pat's frozen up again. He looks pretty funny in the screen. If you happen to think so, leave a comment in the comment section. Tell us what you thought he looked like.
And we're back.
All right. So do you at least hear what I say when you freeze?
Sometimes.
Did you hear any of that?
Sometimes. Yes. Yep. It's all good though.
So what do you think? So what do you think the last boat was really doing? Because the very last boat was had surrendered off the coast of Massachusetts. Second to last boat surrendered off the coast of Argentina. Now, if we're going to go off on a little tangent here, right? Let's say that this first boat, the one that surrendered off the coast of Massachusetts, was dropping off certain high-profile Nazis in certain countries along its way to Canada. Maybe drop some off in Iceland, some off in Greenland, some off in, you know, over here and over the North Pole, drop some of you guys off over in a base in Canada, and then we'll turn ourselves in right over there by America. And then that second one, we'll float down, drop some off over in Africa, some in Nigeria, some over here in Ethiopia, maybe a couple in India, Australia, Antarctica, and then all the way to Argentina, where we'll let off the Fuhrer. Really, I've always kind of thought that they let him off in Antarctica, and he took the Delgalaki and used it to fly down into the hole in the center of the earth. And that's where he's been hiding out. It makes sense, right?
And he just taught George Soros to be his predecessor.
Exactly. And when time is ready, I'll come back.
I mean,
I heard somewhere out there that George Soros was the one that created Bitcoin. Don't quote me on that. But that's just what I heard.
He's the one of the bigger, I don't know.
So if that is true.
Affiliated with a company called the Carlyle Group. That's all I'm going to say about that. Do your research on that group on your own spare time.
What does the Carlyle Group do?
Just, you got to research it. They're supposed to be philanthropists. Sounds to me like elite. I think they're pretty much the same thing, right? If you're wealthy enough to be calling yourself a philanthropist, you should be a part of the elite, right? What? So many millionaires, there's so many of us who just live our lives and we left the fuck alone. I understand. Like, anyways, that's still another different conversation for a different day.
If any of you out there heard that and understood what the fuck he just said, please let me know in the comment section.
Go ahead.
I have no clue. I heard,
huh? Huh?
Exactly.
So, if you were to compare our present administration and our present government, would you compare them to Nazis?
Yes. If honestly, I think the reason why, man, I think the real reason why they couldn't let Trump win the election is because if Trump was our president right now, people would be seeing way too many similarities between him and Hitler. But because Joe Biden is such a dope, with him as president, no one's really going to equate the two because, A, Democrats aren't Nazis. They're here for everyone's freedom of choice and all of this. And, you know, they just want everyone to have rights.
America!
You know, even though they were the ones that tried to keep people enslaved at one point, we're not going to go there.
Well, so, okay. Sorry, continue.
So I think if we had Trump right now, people would 100% see, everyone would 100% see it. Everyone. Except for the Republicans. Because right now, everyone that was either a Republican, a Trump supporter, or just does not like Biden, they see it. But with the way Trump carries himself and the way he says certain things, everyone would have seen it. And no one would have, a lot of people wouldn't have cared. They would have been all right with it. They would have been like, oh, just like all these people did with Hitler. They justified it. He's got a point. He makes sense.
It's an interesting person. People do follow that man like crazy. They hang on for every word that he says.
Yeah.
No, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm anti-Trump. I'm not definitely not pro fucking Joe Biden. Hey, Joe Biden!
I'm anti all government. I think every politician and every world leader that we have ever had has been corrupt in some way or another. Especially politicians. Like, all right. So let's just look at it like this. If you play in the NHL, can you bet on hockey games? No, right?
I think what you do with your own money is your own business.
No. But hold on. That's not what I asked you. Oh. If you play in the NHL, if you play in the NHL, can you bet on a hockey game? No.
No, the answer is no.
Same thing with baseball, basketball, football. No sport. If you play that sport, you cannot bet on that sport, right? Why do politicians get to invest their money in the stock market?
Thanks.
It's the same thing. They're gambling with the stock market, but the whole thing is they're gambling with insider information, because now they're going to go to Congress and they're going to go to Washington Hill. You're going to tell me that they're not going to back the shit that makes them money?
Capitalism.
I clearly remember our founding fathers stating that a politician should not be rich, should not become rich by being a politician.
Shouldn't be a retirement.
I'm going to have to take back one of my statements where I said every world leader we've ever had has been evil. I can't remember what country it was from. It was one of these like small Latin American countries. But this the leader of the country, his country was so bad off that he donated everything he has. Every penny he had, every penny he got while working for the government, he donated it. Like, the man is literally living as a peasant, broke peasant, legalized weed and everything like that for tax revenue. Like, that dude seems like a legit dude. Just like a rare person in business. His name is Ron Price. He's a CEO of some like tech company, right? Back a while ago, his company was going through some shit and they're about to go out. So what he did is he cut everyone's rate, right? Like, they were all down for it. They all agreed to it. So he cut everyone's pay. And then, you know, a couple of years go by and people start getting burnt out and, you know, upset. And this woman goes in there, single mother, and she's crying, you know, she can't afford to get to work, just that and third. And it dawned on him. He's like, oh, shit. He's like, I'm over here trying to do like this. So what he did is he readjusted everything. He made it so that every single employee that he has, including himself, all made the same amount of money every year, which was $75,000. So this man literally took a pay cut and made it so that everything was equal. Like, not too many people out here are going to say, you know what? I can have all of these beans for myself, but I'm going to split them with everybody. We're all going to have the same amount. What other business do you know where that happens?
None that get recognition anyways.
Like, there's this dude in North Carolina. He runs a septic business. I see him on TikTok all the time. He's sitting there talking about how he got this new hire. And he's like, the guy was an amazing worker. You know, he's like, he finished his jobs in like 4 or 5 hours. And, you know, the whole reason the guy came to work for him is because he wanted to make more money and work more hours. And guy finished the job for 5 hours and he just tells him, all right, well, you know, go home. You're done. You did your job for the day. And the guy comes back with, you know, says, well, man, I mean, I kind of want to work my full day. I want to get all my money. And guy paused and he's like, what do you mean? He's like, I gave you an 8-hour job. You finished it in 5. Why would I not pay you for 8 hours? That's what's up. You pay me for the work that I do, not the amount of time that I'm being there.
Max, you know, there are times, okay, let me give you an example. There are times where, like, we got a job that we got to do in one day, right? It's usually a Saturday job, so we're getting paid overtime rate to work on Saturday. It doesn't matter. You're getting paid for 8 hours. Right? So everybody knows that. Coffee break, we take coffee break, and then we just spend the rest of the morning into the beginning of the afternoon, be done at like 1 o'clock. the job done in six, leave and get paid for eight, and they're cool with it because we do a good job.
Exactly. That's how the world should be. But not a lot of places out there like that, bro.
Right, especially in the flooring or the tile industry, because everything's by the square foot, so you get raped.
It doesn't matter what industry you're in. You could be in the car industry. You could be in fucking fast food. Always out there to get you. Unless you work for a union or you have a job, an employer like this dude named Ron Price or the guy from, I really don't know what it is, septic company in North Carolina. Like, it's dog eat dog world out here, bro. It's Nazism. Every man for himself.
If you control the media, you control the population. George Soros owns majority of all media. Just throwing that out.
Propaganda 101 as main part of Mein Kampf.
One of the things that made Hitler so successful was the fact that, like Joe said earlier, he had these radios and there was an emergency broadcast. The same message would be repeated over and over and over, 24 hours a fucking day. And eventually, people just complied to it. They conformed. You hear the sound in their sleep. You hear the sound all the time, nonstop.
Oh, there was even...
Then you succumb to temptation because it's worked. Now they have you by the balls. Now they can reel you in and feed you anything you want. Eat it good. They'll have plenty more to give you.
There was even a time where they banned him from being able to speak live, right, in certain places. So what he did, like a mad fucking genius that he is, all right, well, you won't let me speak? You won't let them hear my speeches? No problem. I write it to the newspaper. I know that was a horrible accent, but it was funny in my brain. So fuck you. All right. Where's your YouTube channel where you doing fucking weird accents, dick?
Here, Joe. I'm talking to you right now. Okay, so let me compare the mind control. The mind control, right? So
fucking MK Ultra, you mean?
If you control the media, you control the information, you control the narrative. And everybody has no choice to know that there's an alternative because that's all they know. It's the only thing that's provided. Sounds like it's no different than relaying the same message over and over every single day.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm going to be honest with you, if everybody just turned their TVs off, the pandemic would stop.
More than likely. We're in a pandemic.
Apparently, I bet you if you turn the TV off, racism wouldn't exist that much anymore. I don't really think racism exists as much as the television says it does.
I still believe racism would exist.
It's going to have to exist because that's unfortunately the balance in this world. Every positive is a negative.
Well, that was the whole, that was the cost of the Tower of Babel, if you think about it. Remember, he strikes them down, and next thing you know, they're all speaking different languages and noticing all the differences between themselves and arguing over it. It's tribalism within its deepest core. Like, we all look at each other and say, hey, you look like me a little bit. You look like me enough. We're the same shade. We must be kinfolk, so I can be comfortable around you. Like, is it racist? Yes, but it's also survivability. Like, for some people... Like, I was talking to this kid from the West Coast last weekend on Omegle. He was like 20-something. And we were talking about, like, the differences of out there to over here. Because, like, in New York, when you go to prisons and shit, it's not, like, it's not as racially segregated as it is in, like, the rest of the fucking country, like the Deep South and out West and shit like that. And it to them, they look at it as a base of survival. You stick with your own because they're the ones that are going to have your back. When I'm the type of person, well, shit, my own is anybody who fucks. Well, you know, you got to have the right kind of vibe to you. Like, you can't see what I'm looking at. You know what I'm saying? Like, Because if you could see what I'm looking at, you got some whole good type of glasses, bro. I don't know how you see vibrations and energies and shit like that. Because I got family members I don't trust.
I don't know. I don't see color. I never have. I see people. You can usually spot an asshole from a mile away.
I'm not going to sit here and say I don't see color. That's just stupid. Bro, you're white. Bro. You're white. Manly's black. I'm whitish, brownish, white. All depends on the time of the season and if I've gone outside that month or not. Because I'm an introvert. I like to stay in the house.
I'm Pat.
You are, but you're a white guy named Pat.
That's the thing, though. It's like,
and I'm a mixed dude.
How is that like? It's not even relevant. Why should it be white?
It is relevant.
Brown. Why should it be black?
It is relevant.
That's where I don't see. I don't see.
If it wasn't relevant, you wouldn't have to mark it down on every form. It's not relevant to you, but it's still relevant to the world. Dun-na-na. If you guys have liked us, you can hit us up on TikTok. He's BigPat007, safety_meeting. We're also on Anchor. What else? Google Podcast. A couple other things.
Spotify.
Yeah, there you go. That was one. That was the big one I was looking for. Spotify. Thank you.
Spotify. Safety meeting.
Jesus.
You like the sound of my voice? Do you like the sound of Joe's voice? Are you feeling safe yet?
Oh, I'm absolutely feeling safe yet. So, if you guys got any opinions or thoughts on this episode, you can let us know down below. Do you believe that the Fourth Reich still exists? Did the Nazis really conquer the world? Because I ain't gonna lie to you guys, man. The way that things are going, I kind of think they did. They definitely have been building up FEMA camps. They're definitely making one section of the country and world view another section and a group of people as dirty and unclean and that they need to be locked up, because you see it in other countries all over. Like, if you don't think that Nazism still exists and that it's prevalent and it's huge among today and that they didn't actually die off in the war, then you're just fucking crazy. Like, this shit's gonna get bad before it gets good, and I don't think a lot of people realize that. Because a man who forgets his history is doomed to repeat it, and it seems like a lot of you guys have forgotten what happened.
Never forget the Alamo.
All right. Just because we don't have the old Jews walking around with the tattoos on their arm to sit there and tell us the stories of, hey, this is what happened, doesn't mean the shit didn't fucking happen. Just because 90% of you guys nowadays, unless you're me and Pat's age, haven't seen anything about Anne Frank or Schindler's List, doesn't mean the shit didn't happen. Be aware. Wake the fuck up.
Don't let history repeat itself. Think about it. What thing had as of the past year? Let's just go with the past year as a timeline. Think about all the coincidences. Remember, there's no such thing as coincidences, but think about the coincidences. Think about things that have happened that have known to happen 100 years ago. Almost to the T.
Kind of like they were scripted.
I mean, I'm only speaking on behalf of myself, but fuck your masks. Fuck your mandates that you try to do, but they're not mandates. You know, Dan, mandate's not a law. Look up your Constitution Amendment 14. Read it.
He said, look up your Constitution, Amendment 14.
And read it.
And read that shit.
If you want to, I can read it for you right now. I have it right here because I think it's an important thing.
See, here's one piece of history before he reads that people forgot. But did you know that back in ancient times, and I'm talking like ancient Egyptians and ancient Babylonians, all the way back to those fucking times, do you know how that they would make their slaves subservient? And make them docile and just make them listen to whatever the fuck they do, whatever the fuck you tell you? They would mentally break them down with masks. Amendment 14.
And fluoride.
Yes, that is actually what the Nazis used, fluoride.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, the definition of a mandate, it's an authoritative command or instruction, okay? Amendment 14, Section 1. All persons born or naturalized in the United States and subject to jurisdiction thereof, citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. No state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privilege or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of its laws. That's in the 14th Amendment. So you will not, what does it say? It says, you are not my kings that will command me. I do not give the authority to violate the 14th Amendment and force vaccinations or masks against my right, free will, and liberty. That's in your Constitution, folks. You know that thing that's written in curses and fucks with the young generation because they can't read it? Read it to them. Tell them to come on a safety meeting. We'll read the whole Constitution. I don't give a fuck.
So, interesting fact. Since we're talking about Nazis and he just mentioned fluoride. So, like Pat had said, that there was, at the end of the war, they had all these Nazi scientists and they split them between us and Russia. So, along with that, America also acquired a huge amount of fluoride. So, they come up to these, you know, they come up to the German doctors and said, hey, you know, what are you guys using this fluoride for? You know, like you just poison them with it or what? Like, I told them, no. You give it to them in small enough doses over a long enough period of time. And what it does is it makes them docile. They'll just do pretty much whatever the fuck you tell them to. They just don't care anymore. They just want to be lethargic, just chill. And they get tired and weak. And then, you know, you just let them die. So they said, huh, okay. What else does it do? I said, well, you know, like you know, purify your water or clean your water, right? You know, take out, kill some of the bad stuff. Okay. And clean your teeth, give you stronger teeth. So, what do? They put it in your water. And then we'll put it in your toothpaste. You know how hard it is to find toothpaste without fluoride in it? Who the hell is joining? Like, it's damn near impossible. Even the shit that's made out of coal.
Oh, yeah.
Still has fluoride in it. So they, over all these years between fluoride and sugar addiction, they have just pretty much made the American people mind warped and being able to easily be able to be mind fucked.
So right now I see four screens of my face. Ready? Like, hit, subscribe, hit the little notification bell.
Make sure to love each other.
You gotta unmute yourself, bro.
Close with that guy. That was kind of weird. See what happened?
Yeah, I seen what happened. I was trying to drop some truth knowledge on you about fluoride, and you just came over here and popped up all over the place, you know.
See, you really
fucking choked, man.
See, what happened was Decepticons took over, and you said fluoride, and then it was just said, and that's all I heard on my end.
Well, I'm not repeating it. You're going to have to listen back and watch.
Absolutely.
You know what it was, though, right? Why there's really been the Decepticons tonight, people? He doesn't want to bring it up, but I will. It's because the fucking Bills choked. So now his internet's choking.
Oof. True. They choke. Greatest game of all time. They choke.
Only a Bills fan would think that after losing in overtime in the playoffs was the best game of all time. I mean, maybe for Kansas City, definitely not for you guys. But that'll happen when you have a running back as a quarterback.
No, man. That wasn't it.
No, I'm pretty sure that was it, because the whole thing of the game is score more points than the other person.
Mm-hmm.
Did he score more points than Patrick Mahomes? Nope. Exactly. He's speechless, people. He's fucking speechless. He has nothing to say. Speechless. Only thing I'm disappointed about is we're not going to see him go through a flaming table.
That was totally going to happen.
I think it still should happen.
Committed to it.
Leave it in the comments. Should Pat record himself jumping through a flaming table while wearing a Josh Allen jersey that is also on fire?
It'll have to be next year.
No. I think you should do it this year.
No, but we didn't go to the Super Bowl, so I can't. What's the deal?
What's
the deal?
Oh, I got you. This is what we do, right? We record it in the preseason, and then we send it right to the Bills players, so that way they can get extra hyped for the season and win Super Bowl. See, speechless is such a good idea. We're gonna do it. August 13th. Pat's jumping through a table. Live on YouTube. Write it down, man. It's live on YouTube. August 13th.
Fucking Decepticons.
I mean, they're coming in great for me, because you're agreeing to a lot of things tonight. It's awesome. But if you guys like this episode, because I'm feeling safe, I know Pat's feeling safe, the Decepticons are really feeling comfortable.
Fuckers.
As always, fuck Tom Brady. Fuck Tom Brady. Tom Brady. How about Tom Brady? Get hit in the mouth. No flag. So what you do, you cuss out the refs. The flag ref says, you know what?
Your
time's over, Tom.
You're throw the flag. Shit.
Unsportsmanlike conduct. Offense number 12. This is his first warning. One more, and he will be ejected. I was hoping like a motherfucker he would have got another one.
Tom Brady, cuss that motherfucker out. The man, this guy punched me. He hit me in my head. He hit him in his head. Head first. Pow.
The only part that I could see, he looked at the ref and said, come on, man, my lip is fucking bleeding.
Yeah.
It was clean, Tom. It was clean. He hit you in the chest.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I hope the Rams win the Super Bowl.
He's an old man. Take it for the Super Bowl. Obviously, Bills Packers are out for me, so I'm out on that one.
I mean,
I don't know who to pick anymore.
Listen,
let's go Bengals. Let's go Bengals.
I'm just going to root for the Bengals because, dude, it's the fucking Bengals, baby. But in realistic, like, let's be honest, like, Kansas City's going super. But you don't know. All the underdogs keep on winning. It might be fucking Bengals 49ers. Because the 49ers do have the Rams number. Exactly. So as always, fuck Tom Brady. Stay safe. I love y'all.
Good, be good to each other. Love.